Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Shouldn't the government just say, hey, it's cold outside, everybody take the day off?
Be nice.
Aren't there just some days where as soon as you get up, you can feel how cold it is outside before you even get outside, right? And you just want to get in that perfect little cocoon where there's hardly any air in there whatsoever, and it's so perfect.
Get your warm little cozy blanket, like, shoved right up against your face, and you're just like, I just want to stay here. Yeah, no, every morning, dude, doesn't matter what the temperature is outside.
It's hard to get out that bed, man.
And here's the thing, 4 weeks ago, I'm like, oh, it's so hot, I'm so ready for the cold, and now the cold is here. I'm so ready for the hot right now. You know what would really warm us up, though? The Mad Dog. Okay, it brings us to the Mad Dog.
So, I have a brown paper bag in here that came from a liquor store.
What is happening right now?
That's the only way Mad Dog should be drank.
I took a little trip down memory lane courtesy of a video on Instagram, and I was shooketh to know Mad Dog 2020 is making a comeback.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Now, Abby, do you have any idea what this is?
No, when she put it on the schedule, I was like, is this like a fruit drink? Is this like a Kool-Aid situation?
It's a magic elixir from the devil.
I have learned so many things about Mad Dog over the last 24 hours. So I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you really quick. This came from Darren Brand, and apparently Gen Z has learned about Mad Dog 2020 and their fans.
They say everything eventually comes right back around. That's what they say. So TikTok has just discovered this cute new little drink called MD 2020, also known as Mad Dog 2020. Yeah. I mean, even if we told y'all to stay away from it, y'all probably still gonna f*** with it. And here's the thing about MD 2020, right? We all gotta learn sometime.
Yeah.
The best learning process is experience. The best way to learn about some for real is to go through it. And right now, y'all about to go through it.
We are.
Stomach churning, sweats, down for 2 days. And y'all going to be down for 2 or 3 days at a young age. Huh? I don't even know if y'all built to fight the MD 2020 like that. Wild Irish Rose. Y'all don't even know about that era. Those kind of liquors had an end cap. Those ain't for the common folk. You'll learn, though. Everybody from my era, especially 80s babies, 90s babies, y'all probably going to chime in, too. But we've all had that one experience. And don't get me wrong. It tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes good. I put MD 2020 in the same category as Four Loko. It tastes good. But the consequences, was it worth it?
No, it was not. Never.
Some of the worst nights of my life have started with Mad Dog or Four Loko.
Is it just because Four Loko?
Is it just because? Oh, there it is.
Oh, there, yeah.
Man.
Just like that, I remember.
Look at that bright, beautiful color. No preservatives in here. No fake coloring in here. So did you know MD does not stand for Mad Dog?
No, it does not.
It stands for Mogan Davis.
What?
Or the doctor you're going to see after you drink it.
Yes.
Who is Mogan?
Mogan David. Let's get it right.
My apologies.
Yes. Okay.
MD stands for Mogan David.
I have a tattoo of his initials on my chest.
He's the producer of the wine, but
really?
Somewhere along the way, we started calling it Mad Dog because of the MD, maybe because of what it turned you into when you drank it.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Orange Jubilee, this was not like, I didn't mess with this. I liked the red grape, but can I tell you, I had my husband on a mission to find Mad Dog last night.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost impossible to find. So there is a story behind it. Apparently, the company went bankrupt, but now they're coming back because it's a novelty.
Mm-hmm.
And all the places he went that's listed on the Mad Dog 2020 website, they were sold out.
I mean,
then the one place had this, and the guy was like, you're like the fifth person to come in here asking about this.
I mean, this is really great, smart marketing here. I mean, make it to where you can find it, and all of a sudden, everybody wants it, right?
It's true.
So I could have Uber Eats'd from Stone Mountain, the blue raspberry last night, but I opted not to. And so we're just going to try the Orange Jubilee today and go down memory lane.
I don't even remember that flavor.
I don't either.
Abby, you got to remember, this was like really, really cheap stuff. So like when you couldn't afford it before you were like 21 years old, to be honest with you, and you couldn't afford anything, you'd ask somebody to go into the liquor store and get you something that cost, I can't even remember what it was, but it's the only thing I could afford.
Well,
it was
now,
like $2, I think.
$2.
It was $2. Yeah. It was like $2. It's like,
that's a shame I remember that.
With inflation, that's probably like $11.
It's $8 now.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, it was always on the bottom shelf because, you know, that's where it belonged.
Right by the 40s.
Yes.
Right next to the old English. Right? Oh, and the King Cobra.
Yes. Yep. Colt 45.
Yes. I'm not kidding you. You have to smell it because it takes you back.
Oh, God. Really, I don't know that I want to go back. If this is the time machine.
Oh, man.
Doesn't it taste
back? You can smell the drunkenness.
Okay. Oh, just smell it.
Oh, those were some nights.
Oh, boy.
Those were some bad nights, Abby. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Abby, did you have an equivalent? Like, for us, it was Boone's Farm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had Four Locos, but I was just on the outs of when they had just banned Four Locos, so some people would still get them, but it wasn't, like, the same. I mean, for us, we just had, like, cheap vodka, like Skull, bad tequila.
Yeah.
But nothing... no equivalent of the orange elixir I'm now staring at.
As far as beers going, I don't know if this was a regional thing. You ever hear of Mickey's Big Mouth?
No.
It was a beer that had like this real, the top of it was so big that you couldn't help but sort of chug it when you were drinking it.
I never heard of
it. Maybe it was just a California thing. Okay.
Woo-hoo! We also had the Smirnoff Ices.
Yes, getting ice. That's still a thing, I think.
You are fancy if you had those.
I actually am nervous.
Yeah, I know,
right? It smells good.
Yes, so, I left this in my past for a reason.
I thought this was like hard liquor, but it's not. It's just fortified wine. We're looking at an alcohol content of like 13 to 18%. I did not chill it because we're drinking it the way we used to drink it, straight out the gas station, because it was on that bottom shelf and it was rarely ever chilled.
Now, before you drink it, and obviously I have the biggest schnoz in here, so my senses are probably going to be more heightened than yours. If you put it at arm's length, can you smell it? Because I can.
That thing's strong.
Right, do we want to toast bad decisions?
Yeah. This show being one.
Yeah.
Cheers. Mad Dog 2020. That is delicious.
It's not bad. Oh, there's the kick.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, you got to give it a second.
Now I remember.
Okay.
Ooh. Woo! Why didn't I like this flavor?
I never tried it. I don't remember that flavor. That's better, though.
Maybe it's a new one.
That reminds me of a bad decision I made with Julia Beck. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was like 1994.
Oh, it does kind of burn going down.
Yeah. You feel it in your chest.
Yeah.
I remember it being nastier than that, though.
No, see, I don't remember it being nasty. I like the red grape was our jam, and I remember it being very, very tasty. You can obviously, there's a reason why the hangovers are so bad, because there's so much sugar in it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the thing, Gabby.
Can I be honest? I'm a little congested, so I can't really taste it that well.
Oh, God.
But what I can, it's very mild.
Yes.
I want it in a slushy.
Yeah.
This would be good.
Might be on to something. Icy, like,
Mad Dog slushy.
I just got one of those little ice machines, too, man.
Oh,
this is going to change that holiday party real quick.
I'm just going to let you guys know you're going to get a second round when you burp, because that comes back up.
Yeah.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I've officially completed my tour day Christmas movie binge of all of the most popular flicks people have been raving about and not raving about on social media.
We appreciate your sacrifices this holidays.
I'm just a soldier for America here. I'm doing my service to my country. And so I have watched 6 films that people have been talking about on social media, and it's time for me to give you my power rankings. So before we get into my top 6, I'm going to give you the worst, the best, the funniest, the most heartwarming, the most romantic, and the most emotional.
Oh, man, this is like the Academy Awards here. We should have some fanfare.
So is there one that you've seen on social media or on your Netflix screen that you're like, I want to know if that one was good or not?
The Everybody's talking about the, the Hallmark stripper one.
Okay, that one was by far the worst.
Was it?
Yeah. That comes in at number 6. Oh my gosh, I had such high hopes for The Merry Gentleman. It stars Chad Michael Murray and Britt Robertson, who I've seen in a couple of like pretty prominent films. She was in a Nicholas Sparks flick back in the day. Great actress. So I'm like, oh, these are like high quality actors. Like, this is probably going to be a high quality movie. Oh my God, it's so bad. I wanted to like it. And the only redeeming aspect of this film is the fact that Chad Michael Murray is half naked for half of it.
So is it the plot that's so bad? The acting that's so bad? All of it?
It's so cringy. The plot is dumb. It opens up with Britt Robertson as like this fake rocket. And like, it literally looks like it is a 3-year-old dance routine that they're having a bunch of 27-year-olds do. And then she gets kicked out and she goes back to her small town. And everything about it is just so hokey that as somebody who doesn't really even like the cheesiness to begin with, it's just nauseating.
I saw a clip of where they're on an ice skating rink, but obviously it's not a real rink, so they fake skate up to the side of it. And Chad Michael Murray is like, I don't get paid enough to fake skate, and like almost walks. But if you watch that scene again, and it's like all over TikTok, it is hilarious watching them pretend to skate up to the side of the skating rink and have a conversation. But so, he looks like he doesn't want to be there.
So it's not bad like in a Sharknado kind of way, which was sort of produced to be bad. Mm-hmm. This is just a totally bad movie.
It's so, so bad. Okay. I mean, if you're going to turn it on and you think it's going to be like a fun Christmas movie, it's terrible.
And let's not throw Hallmark's name under the bus. This is not a Hallmark movie.
This is Netflix. Okay. So Hallmark would never, apparently.
No, absolutely not.
This movie is like number 5 on Netflix right now, which is shocking. Now, if we want to get into the best one that I watched so far was one that I watched last night. And this is the one that everyone gave me rave reviews for, which I was shocked by because when I saw the trailer, I thought this one was going to be the hokiest of them all. And it's all having to do with the Lohanessons, okay. Our Little Secret with Lindsay Lohan. It is this really cute film. Kristen Chenoweth's in it. A bunch of other really like randomly big names are in it as well. The plot is Lindsay Lohan randomly gets proposed to by her boyfriend like 10 years ago. And she's like, no. And she gets this big job in London, finally comes back. So she hasn't seen her boyfriend in 10 years. She has a new boyfriend. He has a new girlfriend. They both show up to their mother-in-law's house for Christmas. And turns out that they are both dating siblings. And so they have to pretend that they don't know each other. And of course, chaos ensues. And it is just, it's just hysterical. Like there's one moment where she has to like read a passage from the Bible and she accidentally took like a gummy, so she's stoned. And so like Mary is talking. It's really, really funny and actually very high quality. It doesn't feel like a chintzy Hallmark film.
See, I'm here for the Lohanessons.
But speaking of Hallmark, I can't hate on them too much because the most heartwarming one was Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Oh, really?
Listen, I thought this one was going to be crappy too. This one is actually very high quality. The acting is questionable, but the two leads really do a good job.
They carry it.
And there's a good backstory with the family. It's all about this main character whose family is up for this big fan award for the Chiefs. And there's a lot of like interesting backstory with the grandparents and the parents and how they met because of the Chiefs. And then these two meet because of the fan award. And it's very, very sweet. Of course, you know, there's the Chiefs tie-in, which is sweet.
I can't believe Mama Kelsey's in it.
And Mama Kelsey's in it too. There's a lot of like...
the Kelseys are cashing in right
they're
now.
They're cashing
in. Isn't it Jason Kelsey? Wife just started a podcast also.
Yep. She started one too.
Strike one eye in his eye.
Yeah.
Okay, the last two, the most romantic, speaking of the Chiefs, was actually the Christmas in the Spotlight from Lifetime. It's about Taylor and Travis, but it's not Taylor and Travis.
That's different than the one you just told us about?
Yes, there's two. So Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story isn't like a retelling of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting together. Christmas in the Spotlight from Lifetime is basically Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting together. And it's kind of spicy. Like, don't watch it. I mean, it's probably the most intimate of all of them.
Really?
Like, there were moments where I was like, oh, we're going there. Oh, hello, Lifetime. And the last one, the most emotional one you're going to be shocked by is Hot Frosty.
Excuse me.
The one starring Gretchen Wieners and the sexy ice sculpture. Mm-hmm. Don't watch it if you have a family member that's a little sick. I'm like, why am I? Like, I just wanted a ha-ha, laugh, good time. Why are we... Why are we getting emotional now? It was really
fascinating.
Okay. Yeah, it was a little sad.
Well, thank you for watching all of those, because I am not going to watch a single one.
Not a one.
That is 10 hours out of your life you can never have back, and we do appreciate your service.
We do.
I am watching them so you don't have to. All right, Billboard is apologizing to Taylor Swift for resurfacing controversial old footage. I'm going to tell you why Swifties are fuming over on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Last week on vacation, I was reading that if you get buzzed very quickly from alcohol, it's a sign of a very healthy liver, which I clearly have now, because based on that half a shot of Mad Dog that we took 15 minutes ago, I'm a little loopy.
Yeah.
I am too.
Just a little bit.
I can feel some. Just I don't know
what. Yes. Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Yes. Well, to be honest, I wasn't prepared for you to down it. Like, I gave you like a sipper, but you and Bert both just went goop.
Yeah, after we did that and I looked at y'all sipping it, I was like, I think we might have jumped off the cliff.
I went back to the 11th grade. You didn't sip in the 11th grade. You did shots. So yeah, I'm a little loopy. I'm going to have to drink a little more water.
Okay. All right. Flush it out, baby. Flush it out.
Feel it in my chest.
So Abby was telling us yesterday she had this emotional breakdown in front of her family during the holidays, right? And if you missed that, you can get it on demand on our podcast. And Mo, totally the other end of the spectrum, who became the laughingstock on his vacation.
My family has been roasting me for a full week now over something that happened to me on the beach. And this all happened because I went and visited St. Martin before Thanksgiving with my family. We were all hanging out. Before we had to go to Colorado and deal with the cold, we decided to go get some sun. So if you've ever been to St. Martin, which if you haven't and you plan on going or you're thinking about going, I absolutely recommend it. I think St. Martin is a great time. The people are so nice. The beach is incredible. The water is nice. The food was great. Perfect. Like 10 out of 10 vacation. I'd recommend it.
Did you go to that nude beach?
So funny enough.
Okay. Not the voice crack.
Well, I didn't make it to the nude beach, but that wasn't the part of it that was funny. When I landed, I knew that St. Martin was like my grandmother's favorite vacation spot. Mm. She had been telling me to go for years. I think St. Martin and St. Thomas are like her top two. So I landed. I'm like, Grandma, I'm in St. Martin. Where should I go? And she's like, well, I know where you're staying. And if you go to the left, that's where the nude beach is. I'm like, Grandma, why you know that? Like, what? That was a hard recommendation from my grandmother.
That was like the very first nude beach I had ever been to. And it was so literally eye-opening, because you would have three generations of nudes in the family all around a table, like eating lunch. So you'd have your very young kids that were totally nude eating at the table. Their parents were naked eating at the table. And the grandparents were right there, family time, totally naked eating at the table, man.
My dad had been there before with my mom, and they told me the same thing. They was like, we did it once. It's going to be a lot of naked families. You don't need to go.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I have found in my travels, and I haven't been to many, that the idea of a naked beach is very different than the reality.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep. And you can leave it there.
Yep.
And that's why I didn't go. I was all set on the nude beach. But I did want to go to Airport Beach, which a lot of people know. And because if you don't know, that's like the beach where the planes, the airport is literally right next to the beach. You got the water, the sand, and then there's a gate, and the planes land and take off right next to you.
If you've never seen it, you should video it today, because sometimes the planes come in and the winds are so strong that people literally get swept off of their feet on the beach.
So that's where I'm going, right? So it used to be a little different, because there was only one gate before, and they would have whatever plane is even bigger than the 757 would take off. And when that particular plane would take off, if you were next to the gate, you could literally hold on to the gate and it would blow your feet in the air.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, someone passed, so they put a different gate there. Now there's two gates there, and the bigger plane doesn't take off from there anymore. But they still allow, like, big planes to take off. So because I'm thinking, like, oh, it's two gates there, there was this moment where, so my lady got me doing things that I should. I'm down bad. I'ma just say it. I'm down bad. We doing matching Christmas sets. It's disgusting, right?
And one, so cute. Dude,
I don't even want to talk
about
it.
You're doing matching Christmas sets?
I did it once last year. I'm hoping I don't have to go through this experience again.
Hey, I love this.
Can we do this tomorrow? You and I put a list together. All right, of the things we are doing for the ladies in our life right now that we would normally never, ever do. Because I put a list together for Amanda yesterday, just saying to her, I just want to let you know how whipped I am. Okay. She asked me to go see Wicked yesterday. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a musical. Okay, but you know what? I dig you. So
whatever makes
go.
You happy. So one of the things she got me doing now, and my dad was roasting me for this as well, is I don't know what you call them, but they're like matching short sets for the beach. Now, normally I put on a pair of trunks. I call it a day. She don't like that. She like for the top to match the bottom, and it's a set. And I'm struggling to name it because I don't want to call it a two-piece. So it's like a swim set.
So, but you guys have matching swimwear.
Sometime. I put mine on first,
yep.
And then she comes out the bathroom with hers on, and I'm like, oh, you planned this? And I didn't know it was a thing. So now we're on the beach with matching swim sets.
Okay.
Embarrassing enough.
I need colors, man. So yeah. Tell me exactly what you look like in your two-piece.
It's like raspberry. I had like red.
Oh, not even pink. It's a raspberry.
The fact that you use the word raspberry for a color tells me everything I need
it's
to
like
know.
A burgundy. I don't know.
And it's a solid short, solid top.
Yeah, with like a little design to it.
Okay.
You know, and you can button it up. You can leave it open. That kind of thing.
I love it so much.
I hate it. So my family is already making fun of me for this. And then when we get to like the fence, the plane is about to take off. So, of course, I got to be close, right? I'm like, they are all a little scared. I want to feel it. I want to be there.
Yeah.
So the plane starts to take off, and immediately it just blows me back into the sand. Like, it was very powerful. So I'm getting hit by the sand. I'm like, diving into the water. And then when I get up, my top is gone, so I'm topless.
It blew your set right off?
It blew my top off. I was topless on the beach. And my sister is like, Reese, half your mankini is missing.
Your mankini.
So barely I wear mankinis now. It was a guy that dove into the water and found it and came out the water with it. He was like, I got it, bro. So he found my top for me. Shout out to my hero. Thank you, brother.
You got caught up in a whip tide.
Yeah. It's a whip tie.
You whip tie.
Topless on the beach, man.
The Burt Show.
Super curious here. Let's talk etiquette. When you call somebody, right, and they don't answer, obviously, you don't leave a voicemail anymore, right?
Nah.
No reason to do that. They see that you called, they missed the call. For you, what is the acceptable amount of time for them to call you back when you call?
Well, if I'm not leaving a message, I don't expect them to call me back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Same.
Uh-huh.
Really?
And if I don't, if I don't leave a message, I don't expect to call back.
Because what I will do is if I call and I get voicemail, I don't leave a voicemail, but I will text and be like, hey, sorry I missed you. Hit me up when you can.
Oh, I got this all twisted then. You too?
Yeah, to me, that's the acceptable voicemail. Like instead of leaving some, hey, how you doing? Just send a text. Be like, hey, kind of important. Call me back by the end of the day.
Same. I would probably send a text after if it was important and expect you to call me back by the end of the day.
So why not call why not just send the text first?
Well, no, the text would be like, hey, need you to call me. If I can text it, I'll just text it. But if it's a phone call and you don't answer, instead of leaving a voicemail, if it's that important, I'll follow up with a text.
Well, man, have I been offended for no reason. I just assumed when you call and they didn't pick up and it doesn't go to voicemail, they see that you called and that's the signal to call you back. So when I'm not getting a call back, I'm like, what the hell, man?
No, there's so many times like people call and it'll be in my missed call log, but I didn't like if I didn't hear it or don't see it on my phone for whatever reason, like the notification, I don't know, but I miss people calling all the time.
Well, I want to apologize to my friends that didn't even know that I was mad at them for not calling me back after not leaving a voicemail message. All right, so let's try this. Let's tie this into a new TikTok trend, okay? The TikTok trend here in the game people are playing is if you call somebody and you hang up.
I mean, yeah, you let it ring once and then you hang up.
Now, based on what you guys are saying, you would not expect a call back.
Correct.
Okay.
A lot of the TikTok trends are siblings doing it with their mother. So it's like a bunch. It would be like me and my sister both call my mom at the same time and hang up, and then you see who she calls back first. Because moms, that all those rules don't apply to moms.
Correct.
Right. Okay, let me try this with my mom who has dementia.
Well, your girlfriend would work. I feel like there are people in your life who the text thing, or if I miss a call from my husband Chad, I'm immediately calling back.
Right.
As soon as I see it. Like if I miss a call from Abby and she doesn't text me, well, I'll see her tomorrow morning. Right. So it's whoever's close to you.
Okay. Same rules for you guys?
Absolutely. If I miss a call from my husband, I'm calling him back.
Okay. Yeah, if it's like my mom or my girl, I'm calling back as soon as I can.
But you? No.
Yeah, no. Nah.
I'll just wait till tomorrow. Yeah. I got to spend 4 hours with him. Exactly. He'll get to it. All right, so let's try this. Who would you guys like to call and just hang up on first ring, and we'll see who will get a call back first?
So this is a competition to see who's going to get a call back first.
A superficial competition. This is a competition. I don't want there to be any kind of punishment because Mo is still reeling from the one he has coming up this weekend where he has to sing the national anthem at a college basketball game. Okay, so who should we try to call?
I'm gonna put all my money on my husband and see if he'll call back first.
Oh, he'll call back immediately.
I hope so. We'll see.
I mean, he's up already.
He is.
So we know that for sure.
He's got earbuds in, so I know he can hear the phone ring.
Okay, all right.
We can call my mom. She's probably listening right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's probably calling you before you even make the call.
She's probably... I have a text. Okay, no, she hasn't texted me. I was like, she's probably going to text me and be like, I'm ready. I'm ready to answer.
Who you got?
I got to call my dude because my lady's on a flight and my mom is at work. So it got to be my guy.
Okay. And for me, it will be my girlfriend, Amanda, who I would imagine would call right back because we don't call each other. Mm-hmm. So if I called, it must be something important.
All right, so everybody put your phones not on silent for once in the studio.
Yep.
That way we can hear the rings. And then pull up the person that you're going to call. Don't call them yet.
Mm-hmm. Who's calling?
Oh, I'm just dialing.
Okay. Somebody cheating.
You're dialing?
Yeah, I'm just loading it up.
Why you got to dial?
Wait, you don't have it saved?
I mean, I do. I don't know.
You know somebody's phone number?
Yeah.
You guys don't know your parents' phone number by heart?
No. I know my, yes, I know the numbers, but I just go to mom in my contacts because she's under my favorites.
I would say.
I don't know. Didn't you like the sound effect of do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
I'm not going to lie, I kind of did, but there is a neat little feature on your iPhone where it says favorites, and look, there's my husband, there's my mom. Look, there's even my dead dad that I refuse to take out of there.
I don't think I know anybody's phone number except my ex-wife's.
Really?
That's the only number that I know in my head.
I know my mom's, that's it.
Dude, you got to memorize at least one. What happens if your phone dies and you get stranded? Who are you going to call?
My ex-wife.
Yeah. All right. So on the count of three, everybody's going to call and then you're going to let it ring once and then you're going to hang up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go.
I think that was mine.
Hang up.
All right. I hung up. All
right. Now we wait.
Okay.
You want some more Mad Dog 2020?
God, no, man. I'm still reeling. My stomach and my head still reeling. My tongue is dry from that thing.
I'm going to be drunk.
Hello?
Oh. Yes, you won. She's listening live.
That's not fair. She's invested in the show.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait. I got a text.
You didn't even get a call. You got a text.
I got a text also. What does yours say?
Mine goes butt dial ?
Mine says morning. You good?
I got nothing.
Yay!
Nothing at all.
So there's the order of love in our life right there.
I'm most loved. It was a game. Fine. We lost. Screw you.
Yeah, I'll write the same thing in a second.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right. right, so Abby, you are having this self-realization now that you are the person that you hate the most during the holidays.
I'm becoming a Scrooge, and I never wanted to become this person. And I don't know if it's just because of the particular phase in my life where I'm a single person in my 20s living on my own, but I always said growing up I would never become this person. And by Scrooge, I don't necessarily mean somebody that hates Christmas. I think I've just become ambivalent to Christmas.
Oh, no.
And what I mean by that is when growing up, like, Christmas is a big deal. Like, you make the cookies and you watch all the movies and you get excited about decorating the house. And for me, I was taking inventory of the last couple of Christmases that I've had. And I was like, I don't think I've ever decorated for Christmas before. And that would have been such, like, my 7-year-old self would have been so disappointed in me, because I remember growing up, all I wanted to be was the house with the most lights and the most decorations on the street. My family, we would put up like maybe a couple of icicles on our house and that would be about it. But I always thought like the coolest families, the coolest people always had like the most Christmas celebrations or the most Christmas decorations. And I realized that I've not become that person. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe I should think about changing that. So I started over the break by binging all of the Christmas films.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like them. I think they're a little cheesy. I think the plot lines are a little bit too similar. I think they need to switch it up a little bit. Like, does it always have to be a big city girl coming from New York to the small town? And then I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll decorate for Christmas. Like, maybe I'll put up a couple of lights. Maybe I'll get a tree this year. I've never had my own tree. I think maybe it's a little bit too much to get a real one. Maybe I'll get a plastic tree. So then I go to HomeDepot.com. I go to Anthropologie.com. And I'm like, add to cart. Add to cart. And before you know it, it's like $575. And I'm like, nope. Nope, not happening for me. I'm not spending $500 so that I can put up these decorations, look at them, and it's just going to be me looking at them. My cat's probably going to tear them down within 25 minutes of them being up.
They do love Christmas trees, don't they?
They love Christmas trees. And I think that's the reason why I haven't gotten one, because I know I'm going to put it up and she's just going to like latch onto it and then topple it down. And so then I exit out of Home Depot and I'm like, I'm not decorating for Christmas this year. I'm like, well, I feel like I've got to do something festive, something holiday-ish. And then I realize, I'm like, what am I going to do? Maybe go to a Christmas bar, maybe throw on a Christmas sweater every now and then. But I'm like, how can I, as a single person, get into the Christmas spirit without spending a ton of money, doing things that it's just going to be like, okay, well, I'm enjoying them by myself. Like, yes, there are things you can do with friends, but I have a lot of like wifed up friends. A lot of like things that like people in their 20s do is basically just go to like the Miracle Bar and then that's it. Like, how do I as a single person enjoy the holidays?
I want you to know you are not alone. I remember like single Christmases in your 20s and the money investment and like the time investment and like what's the purpose? Like, why even bother go through all that, right? You are definitely not alone. I want to throw out a Christmas life preserver for you, okay?
Okay, I'm going to catch it.
Because I'm in a different chapter now. I got the family, I got the 3-year-old, and it's just like Christmas has exploded in our home. And I've always been like, Christmas is my season, and I love decorating, so we may have 4 Christmas trees, but that's how I roll these days, right? So I'm just going to throw some stuff out. If you would like to join, you are more than welcome to help you get into the Christmas spirit. If this does not sound like something you would like to do, by all means, you can bow out. But Jimmy and I are going to make Christmas cookies next weekend. I know you love to bake, so if you would like to come over to the house and make some Christmas cookies with us, you are more than welcome to.
So wholesome.
I'm going to double down on Kristen here. If you'd like to come over to my house and decorate my house for Christmas, and that will put you in the Christmas spirit, I'm all in, man.
That's going to be a note for me, dog. Christmas cookies.
Yes.
I'm so down for.
We are doing Christmas cookie. Actually, I don't think it's this weekend. I think it's next weekend.
Okay.
We're doing it closer because we pass them out to all the neighbors.
Okay.
So we make the cookies, we put them in little bins, and then we take them out. And then also, I have a tradition with my bestie. We take the kids to the Atlanta Botanical Gardens and go see the Christmas lights at night. So if you would love to come along with with us and go see the Christmas lights at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens, you are more than welcome to join, and that always gets you in the Christmas spirit.
They serve alcohol there. You
they
need
do.
To know that,
oh,
okay?
Perfect. No, yeah. People are starting to call me an alcoholic on the Facebook page. It's just I need to stop talking about it.
I just want to know why I've come in here for 6 years and said how much I don't like Christmas, and nobody asked me to make cookies. Not one time.
Oh. You can come over to my RV. I'm going to fire up the fire pit. We'll make some s'mores.
If you want to start a tradition with me where you and I make our special brownies for Christmas, then I'm all down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm my man.
I will say this, in my 20s, never decorated, never even thought about decorating an apartment, never decorated anything at all until my first wife was so, my only wife, was so into it that she was obsessive about decorating the house, so much so that we recorded a video one year of all the Santas in our house, and I can't remember what the number was, but it was over 100.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll find it somewhere so we can post it again. So she broke me of that. So when I've been by myself, I don't decorate. I didn't decorate last year, and I wasn't planning on decorating this year at all, but Amanda. So we've got the holiday party there, and that's the only reason why I would be decorating. There'd be nothing in my house.
I know. I'm like, for me, there's no point in me spending $1,000 on these decorations that are going to live in my one closet, and I'm probably going to have to buy new ones because my little kitty's going to destroy them. So I don't want to be a Scrooge, but it feels like that's the path of life I'm descending into.
The Burt Show.
A lot of you guys got it twisted last week when I was on my vacation in my DMs, right? You started hitting me up, sort of taunting me that Rebecca had an experience that I did not get to have while I was on my vacation last year that I spent thousands and thousands of thousands of dollars on and never got to see. And Rebecca did. And you guys were like, aha, Rebecca got to. And I got to tell you something. I was so excited for you to see the Northern Lights in Alaska. So she hits me up. First of all, I didn't even know you were going to Anchorage, Alaska. And you got to see the Northern Lights and you hit me up in DM. And I was ecstatic for you. There was a little jealousy. But mostly super. So tell me about them. What are they really like?
The Northern Lights in Anchorage, my sister lives there, and she can see them basically from outside her window.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's not like a lot of people report where you can't even see it, but you know they're out, so you take a picture, and then when you look at it in your phone, you can see it. You could actually see it with your naked eye.
You can see it with your naked eye, but it is brighter through your phone. Like, the green colors are a lot more muted, but you can... If it's a really big, like, I forget what it's called. It's like some sort of like global storm, then the colors are brighter and you can see it.
All right. So if you don't know this story, the quick version of it is me and my girlfriend went to Finland to go see the Northern Lights, got there, and it was a weak cloud, so it wasn't going to happen. So we spontaneously picked up and ended up going to Prague. And then I decided, look, there's going to be a day where I'm not doing radio anymore, and I won't be rushed to have to pick a week. So I will just plant myself in Anchorage or Iceland or wherever they are and not have the stress of seeing the Northern Lights. So it didn't happen, and I spent all that money. And like 3 weeks later, some atmospheric weirdness happened, and you could see him like here in Jordan, like right up the road. So when Rebecca went to Anchorage and she saw them, I like couldn't get enough of it. So is it as spectacular?
It's gorgeous. It's definitely a very interesting natural phenomenon. It's one of the prettier things that I saw in Anchorage for
really?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Is it kind of like spiritual in nature?
I feel like you're holding back because you're like, you're trying to be kind.
No, to not make like you feel jealous?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I really want to know.
Well, the day that we saw it, it was kind of a cloudy day. So the coverage wasn't perfect. So I only got one like pretty good photo on my phone that I did honestly adjust the saturation okay. just a little bit, just to be fair. But honestly, I was kind of happy that I was like, oh, I gotta send this to Bert.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Bert needs to see this.
It looked amazing. It really did.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Living out Bert's dreams and whatnot.
I'll get it someday, but I'm glad you got it.
It was cool.
All right, so speaking of vacation, man, I really realized that I am showing up differently now on my vacations than I ever have before. And I want to be particularly careful here because I think that when I've talked about my relationships in the past, not only romantic relationships, but work relationships also, I've done it with a healthy dose of toxic positivity. And I am really feeling in, I'm showing up differently now because the woman in my life, it's just very important for me to show up differently and in a healthier way, right? So usually when I went on vacations, it was very, very standard stuff, you know, like you go, you see the sights, and then when the sun goes down, you get hammered at a bar, or you go to have food, you get hammered, then you wake up in the morning and you do the same thing over and over and over again. Well, I told you guys that I have really been trying to curb my drinking. I've had a very dysfunctional relationship with alcohol my entire life. And I don't think that it is a coincidence because I really am trying to show up differently and showing up as a better man for Amanda that I have sort of just lost my taste for alcohol, really. It's more the taste of buzz than it is the alcohol itself, mm-hmm. right? I just don't like the feeling nearly as much. And I didn't even realize it until midweek when Amanda brought it up and she said, hey, I just want to say, you know what, that I really respect you that when we have been sort of just sipping on alcohol, you haven't done the typical burp thing, which is more shot. This is so nice. Let's have more. So I don't think that we had more than two drinks every single night. And for me, that was kind of a big deal. And it wasn't even a struggle because I didn't need it, you know? Mm. So that was kind of nice.
That's called growth. Look at you.
How about that? And it can happen anytime in your life. Yeah, I just didn't need it. And on this vacation, we were doing things at night, which I've never done before. Usually my day on vacation was over at 6 o'clock. And like I said, dinner, drinks, night over. But here we are seeking out things to do. We saw Lenny Kravitz when we were in Buenos Aires, right? Then we went to that Taylor Swift, sit in the dark and listen to her album thing, right?
That's just every Saturday night for me.
And then we went to a candlelight symphony at night also. And when she brought it up in the first place, I'm like, I didn't even know this was an option. You can go and do things in a city at night, right? So that's the first way. And the second way, I just found that it is impossible for me to completely relax while I have a phone in my hand and I am scrolling. So you know what I did this week? I read.
Look at you.
What? Out of a book?
Yeah, what did you, what?
It's on my Kindle. That samurai book I was telling you guys about. But I felt like when I got back and I wasn't drinking and I was staying mostly off of social media because the days for me in the afternoon when there's downtime or she's getting ready, normally I would just be on my phone scrolling. But now I would take my Kindle outside and I just started reading. And it's the first time that I can remember in a very long time that I didn't need a vacation from my vacation.
Good for you.
That is awesome. Really,
yeah. So I just, I think I just wanted to brag on myself for a second. But just showing up differently and showing up for yourself, but also with the help of somebody in your life, that it's really important that I want to show up right for her. And here's where we are now. And I just feel like a very different, better person.
Good for you, man. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
All right, you guys. Today is the day of giving. It's a big old deal.
It is Giving Tuesday. And so this is a global day to give back to nonprofits. And I don't know if you've heard, but we got ourselves a nonprofit. It's called Bert's Big Adventure. We take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World, and it's become more than that. We have our fairy godparent program. We also have our adventure reunions. We just had our holiday one, which was awesome. And we want to remind you guys that Zaxby's is matching your donations through today. So if we raise $25,000, Zaxby's is going to match that penny for penny. So our $25,000 just got turned into $50,000. But we need you to help us get to that mark. So if you text BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, that's one way to donate. You can also go to bertsbigadventure.org. And whatever you're able to give, there's no amount too small. There's no amount too big. There's definitely no amount too big.
That's for sure.
But yeah, you donate $10 and Zaxby's is going to match it. And it just became $20. So, and it's all in honor of today, which is Giving Tuesday.
The BERT Show. Moro Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.